This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is unveiling his proposed 2025 budget today. Johnson is set to lay out how he will close a $982 million gap for next year. That's on top of a $223 million end-of-year deficit the city also faces. Johnson has already instituted a hiring freeze to help bring in savings. But he faces a big question of whether he will backtrack on one of his top campaign promises, not raising property taxes. Johnson must either raise new revenues or cut spending to close the budget gap, which is one of the largest the city has faced in the last two decades. Budget officials have warned that all options are on the table and that sacrifices will be made. Cook County Sheriff and Chief Judge are at odds over an electronic monitoring program. Both the sheriff and circuit court operate their own separate electric monitoring, or EM, programs for some people awaiting trial. The sheriff's office implemented EM decades ago to help with jail overcrowding. Since overcrowding is no longer an issue, Sheriff Tom Dart wants to end EM. But Chief Judge Timothy Evans told the county board yesterday that Dart can't just shift the job to him.
But the sheriff can't make me do it. I can tell you that. He can say he doesn't want to do it. But he has no authority to say, okay, Tim, if I don't want to do it, I'm going to give it to you. No, pal. No.
Evans says he plans to discuss the issue further with Dart. The idea of reparations, to address the harm done to Black Americans through slavery and racist policies, has been around for decades. Now, a new report lays out how some Black Chicagoans think reparations should, and should not, be handled. An effort by the Chicago Urban League surveyed hundreds of residents in 10 mostly Black Southside neighborhoods. The recommendations were clear. Reparations should be for individuals, and not based on geography or given as grants to organizations. Community members say that's because if investments lead to gentrification, residents could miss out on the benefits. The report suggests expanding guaranteed income programs and doing more research around reparations. Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is working with colleagues from both sides of the aisle to lower prescription drug costs. He says the pharmaceutical industry, or Big Pharma, has funneled billions of dollars to prescription drug ads.
By fueling demand for expensive medications that are walled off from competition by clever patent schemes, Big Pharma has made American patients their profit engine.
Durbin leads the Senate Judiciary Committee. They've advanced a package of bills aimed at making drugs more affordable by creating more oversight of the drug patent process, among other things. The legislation awaits a vote from the full Senate before going to the House. Some more things you should know today. Defense lawyers and former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's federal corruption trial tried to distance him from his co-defendant yesterday. Federal prosecutors say Madigan would often use his co-defendant, former ComEd lobbyist Michael McLean, as a surrogate to deliver orders. A Madigan lawyer got one witness to concede he wasn't sure whether the ex-speaker McLean actually spoke about an alleged Madigan demand to hire a political fundraiser. The Illinois Flag Commission has nearly 5,000 entries to go through in the next step of choosing a new state flag design. Residents had the opportunity to submit their creations during a six-week window that closed earlier this month. The current flag is the state seal against a plain white background with the word Illinois underneath. Secretary of State Alexi Janulius is overseeing the commission. He says he's thrilled at the, quote, excitement that this project has generated. Today's weather, it will be pretty cloudy and the high should reach the upper 70s. Tomorrow we're expecting windy conditions and some rain and the high should reach the upper 60s. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.